Next up, a report on research at Susquehanna University. A word to the arachnophobic, it involves spiders. But don't turn that dial. Cynthia Berger reports that spiders could be surprisingly helpful down on the farm.
Matt Persons keeps spiders in his lab. Lots and lots of spiders, each living in its own white plastic deli tub.
Yeah, they're sort of used to us using other equipment for scientific purposes that you don't necessarily think of.
Like today, he's also co-opted the departmental photocopier. His student assistants are taking soybean seedlings out of their pots and photocopying the leaves. The connection between the spiders and the soybeans is an experiment conducted on the 20-acre research plot a few minutes from the Susquehanna University campus.
You want to go out to the field?
Yeah.
Okay. Subjects are sort of turning in. Into the driveway to enter the site. This is just an old field that's let go for the last 4 years. We started this site, mostly goldenrod. I'm about to go off-road in my trusty field vehicle. Toyota Corollas make great off-road vehicles. You can see a nice little crop of fiberglass rods that we use to mark each of the locations for the plants that we put in. So we'll get out here.
Remember those potted soybean plants? They were growing here, sunk in the ground by each fiberglass rod. And here's how the experiment worked. Each day, some leaves got rubbed with spider silk. What's it all about? The spiders in question are wolf spiders, which don't make webs, but do leave a trail of silk, a drag line, wherever they go. Person says that silk trail is like a spider newsletter.
For example, one species of wolf spider that we study, Pardosa milvina, can detect silk from a larger species, Hogna helio. They can tell how long since they've been in the area. They can tell how hungry that spider is just by the silk. And so there's all kinds of information that they get. And then they show different levels of defensive behavior to avoid a predator because of that. So it's incredibly sophisticated.
Knowing that spiders get information from silk, Persons and his collaborators took the next step.
We asked a more general question. Well, if one wolf spider can tell so much about another wolf spider just based on silk, then maybe there's a whole bunch of other prey and predators of spiders that are also paying attention to this dragline silk and maybe responding to it in a lot of ways. And so we extended our studies to look at insects to see if insects are responding to these dragline silks.
Back in 2003, researchers at Miami University did lab studies that showed insects were less likely to munch soybean leaves treated with spider silk. Now, that was a lab study with carefully controlled conditions. Persons wanted to know, would the same thing work in a real-world situation?
Out in an average soybean field or a crop, if a spider was simply walking across the leaf at some point, that might actually have an effect on whether or not insects will feed on those leaves. So it might be what we call an anti-feedant, basically something that insects might avoid. So this has a lot of potential in controlling pests and agricultural systems as a result.
Well, I think one of the interesting things about this research is it shows that it's not just the predation by the spiders, but actually the presence of the spiders is causing this avoidance behavior.
Mark Mesker studies chemical signaling at Penn State's University Park campus. Chatting in the fifth floor office of a colleague, Mesker says, the problem with our current use of pesticides is it kills beneficial spiders along with the harmful pests, and insects eventually develop resistance to the pesticides.
Whereas if you can sort of manage the sort of natural dynamics of the population in ways that sort of maximize the control that you get from the actual predators, and spiders being a good example, that are present in the natural system, that might be more sustainable over the long run.
Persons emphasizes he's not trying to develop a pesticide spray based on components of spider silk, but agrobusinesses have been interested.
There are some that have checked my website.
Back at the Susquehanna University Biology Department, the students are still hogging the copy machine. Oh, they'll use those copies to measure how much of each leaf got eaten by insects. Time for a parting question for the department's administrative assistant, Audrey Eero.
What do you think about Dr. Person taking over your photocopier for a bunch of leaves with spider silk on them?
I don't mind, just as long as there's no spiders on them and nothing left behind that crawls.
Matt Person hopes to know the results of his spider studies sometime this spring. For the Allegheny Front, this is Cynthia Berger.